the time.
Should we get the show on the road?
I've been waiting for it all day.
And not a moment too soon.
Listen to talk radio.
This guy, Todd.
Monday through Friday.
5 to 7.
He's weird.
Best thing on the radio.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now. 937-457-1290.
Locally grown. Seriously funny. On WHIO.
Mine's bigger than that.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, my cucumber. It's bigger.
I'm a cucumber. 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 Please don't take me to the pickle farm.
Well, I was scrambling. It's National Cucumber Day, so I was trying to come up with some clever cucumber open, and that's what I came up with. A great clip from Animal House and some horrible cucumber song. I do like a good cucumber, though. In fact, I think I like cucumbers better than pickles. Yeah, I mean, I like pickles, but oh boy, a fresh cucumber picked from the garden. With some salt, some ranch. Oh, so good. It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Watch the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. You know, for the last few days, we've been hearing all about these motorcycle gangs. I didn't realize that there was a huge motorcycle gang in Dayton. Had no clue. I remember back in the 70s, there were a lot of motorcycle gang-related movies. And I thought, man, that'd be so cool. Have that motorcycle and those leathers. But my parents wouldn't let me join. And all it was me and my Huffy Bandit. That was it. Anyway, that's crazy. Crazy story. Crazy local story with national players, the whole deal. I mean, it's just kind of interesting right here. In Dayton, Ohio. Tonight on the show, we have got tickets to give away for the Dayton Air Show. When you hear Maverick and Goose, that famous clip from Top Gun where they buzz the tower. Just be the fifth caller at 937-457-1290. Also, we have Idiot of the Week. We've got a couple of Ohio Man stories causing chaos in other states. Ohio Man leaves the Buckeye State to create chaos. I love it. And also some roller coaster news. The first thing I wanted to get to, I saw a story today, Wallet Hub. Wallet Hub is this online website where they talk a lot about finance and economics and different things like that. And they had a list of the best staycations in America. The best staycations. Now, I'm sure you all know what that means, what a staycation is, right? It's when you maybe don't have the time or the finances to go on a flyaway vacation, maybe, or even an extended driving vacation, like to the beach or something like that, or Hilton Head, you know what I'm talking about. Gatlinburg, places like that. The staycation is you just stay close to home because it's much cheaper. And a lot of people are sort of facing that. They have to do that because prices with everything have gone up. Gas is expensive. And, you know, people just don't have the money to burn through this. And according to Wallet Hub, 82% of Americans plan to travel this summer. But many are going to stay home because of, the high prices. They compared more than 180 cities across 42 key metrics to determine the best places for a fun-filled yet wallet-friendly staycation. Now, some of these, I think it's cheating, 100%. Number one on the list is Orlando. Well, of course, you could stay at Orlando and have a staycation and go to Disney and go to Universal and drive to the beach. You know, there's all kinds of things you could do in Orlando. So that's kind of cheating in my view. Number two on the list, Honolulu. Well, of course, you're in Hawaii. There's a million things to do in Hawaii. I've never been, but there are a million things to do in Hawaii. that you can enjoy yourself and relax and have a great time with the family. Number three on the list, Cincinnati. Cincinnati is on the list. Now, I kind of get that. There's a lot of stuff going on in Cincinnati. They got a lot of museums. They have a lot of live entertainment going on. They got the Hard Rock Casino. They got the Reds. They got the Bengals. They got the FC Cincinnati soccer team. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Of course, they got Kings Island. But I'm a little surprised that it's number three on the list. Not a shot at Cincinnati by any stretch. But they finished better than Las Vegas. Which, I guess, I mean, if you live in Las Vegas, and I have friends that live in Las Vegas, they're always out doing stuff. And it's not just going to the casinos. I mean, there's tons of shows. There's sporting of events going on. You know, there's all kinds of things that you can do that don't involve losing your child's college fund. Followed by Vegas is Tampa, then Chicago, San Diego, Atlanta. A lot of fun stuff to do in Atlanta. I have friends there and always enjoy it when we go down. New Orleans, number nine, and then number 10 on the list, Tucson. But here's the thing that's interesting. There are five cities that made this list. So essentially, we're looking at the top 180 cities in the United States that are quality staycation areas. Number three, I mentioned Cincinnati. Number 50 on the list, Columbus. Number 57, Cleveland. Number 75, Akron. Number 93, drum roll, Toledo. It's Toledo. And guess what? Dayton's not even on the list. How can that be? Are you telling me that there is more entertainment to be found and more activities to enjoy in Toledo compared to Dayton? You've got to be kidding me. What's the joke? I spent a night in Toledo and it was the longest week of my life or something like that. You know what I mean? You've got to be kidding me. Toledo is a better staycation location than Dayton? You've got to be kidding me. I just don't buy it. Now, I'm not even sure about Akron. Now, I've only been through Akron once, so I'll admit that I'm not as up on Akron as I am Toledo. We have more stuff in Toledo, but Akron is close to Cleveland, so maybe that's why they get kind of lumped in. But it seems to me that Dayton should be on this list for one thing. For one thing, it should be on this list. And I would argue a better staycation location than Toledo. Now, maybe you know different. Maybe you live here in the Dayton area and you thought, you know what? We're just going to stay here this year. We're not going anywhere on vacation. We're going to save our money. Let's go to Toledo. Maybe you're one of those people. I don't know. But Toledo doesn't scream to me high-value entertainment. Now, with Dayton, there's a lot to see here. A lot to see. A lot of people take the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base Museum for granted. It's right in our backyard. Many people haven't been there for decades. Well, we got the Dragons. We've got all kinds of activities. We've got a festival every weekend. We're not far from Kings Island, right? You could even drive up to Cedar Point in a couple of hours. Have fun and drive back. That's kind of like a staycation. It's not like you can't leave the area code. We're in perfect driving distance of Cincy, perfect driving distance of Cleveland, or Columbus for sure. Even Cleveland's not terrible, but Toledo. So let me ask you this. If you are staying in Dayton on a staycation this year, and I'm sure many are, what are you planning on doing? Parker's nodding his head. Yes, you're staying here for a staycation. Is this your staycation?
No, I just know people that are on staycations.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The staycation.
I get an actual vacation this year.
Do you? Do you? Are you going to Indy?
No.
Oh,
that's not a vacation for me.
Oh, okay. Are you going anywhere?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Are you going to the Dells?
No, I've been there before. But
no. Okay. All right. Fred in Dayton. What's up, Fred?
Hi.
Hi.
I was on the radio, listening on the car radio while you were talking there.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, she passed away on the about 3.5 years ago. But we used to go up to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and go due west to Lake Michigan. The beaches out there, the sand is like sugar.
Ooh.
And the photos of it, it looks like it's white, but it's really, you got it in your hand, it's a real light tan.
Right.
And fishing for salmon is fantastic. You hook one, takes 35 minutes to get him in the boat. I don't recommend doing it without being on a charter boat because you can get in over your head.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, though, Fred. Would you consider that a staycation, though?
You could. It depends on how much time you've got or want to spend, you know.
Right.
At the north end of that county, just north of the town of Muskegon there, they've got a lighthouse up there that's they've had it on the History Channel a time or two, and they talk about it being a haunted lighthouse.
Haunted.
I've never had a problem in there, but it's neat to go up on the top of the lighthouse, and you can look out over the lake out there, watch the ships going
by. I got you. It sounds like a bit of a drive, though, for a staycation.
Well, it's probably about a 5 to 7, depending on how you
drive. Yeah, that's a little long, I think.
Yeah, probably. It depends on the individual,
yeah,
you know.
I got you, Fred. All right, I appreciate your call, buddy. That line's open, 937-457-1290. So, yeah, if you're staying in Dayton this summer, you're making a decision to have a staycation with the family, what are you planning to do? Because my wife and I are not planning on going anywhere this summer. I think we're just going to stay at home or stay in the area. So, you know, maybe this is an idea. Give me an idea where we could do or what we could do and go.
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
What do we know about this guy, Mr. Hot Stuff?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. So Ohio, in particular Dayton. I should have said Dayton there, not Ohio, but Dayton. Was snubbed from a Wallet Hub list of the best places for staycations. But Cincinnati's on there. Columbus, Cleveland, Akron, and Toledo. Ugh. But no Dayton. You know, and somebody on the live stream made a great point. Dayton is like the hub for staycations when you think about it. Because you're an hour from Columbus, you're an hour from Cincinnati. You're an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours from Indianapolis. That's a day drive. You could go there, have fun, and then come back same day. You could even do that in Cleveland if you wanted to. It's a little bit longer. But I can't believe that Dayton is not on the list, but yet Toledo is. That's nuts. Just nuts to me. And somebody also suggested that lots of times... In Kevin's experience, usually a staycation becomes a work around the housecation. And that is true. You just have to be particular and not get sucked into that. Teresa in Dayton. What's up, Teresa?
Is this Todd?
This is Todd.
Todd, I was calling about staycation.
Yeah.
My husband and I are spending our time in Dayton, Ohio. That's where we're from.
Okay.
And we go to Carillon Park.
Right, right.
And tonight I'm going to a Queen cover band concert at St. Leonard's.
Ooh, a Queen cover band concert.
Yes, my husband and I were going with our daughter, and we go to the Dragons game.
Yeah. See, there's all kinds of stuff you can do here if you can't get out of town for vacation, whether it's because you don't have the time or you don't have the finances. There's plenty of stuff to do here, and I would argue more to do here than in Toledo.
Well, I haven't been to Toledo, but I believe you.
Well, see, if there was stuff to do in Toledo, you would have been there, Teresa.
That's true.
That
is
true.
And we always go to the Celtic Festival and the German Festival.
Yeah.
We love it.
All kinds of stuff. Thank you, Teresa. I appreciate it. All kinds of things to do, no question.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Could this day get any more fantastic?
Let's get on with it.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up. You can watch the show if you like on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Just don't do it while you're driving. City of Dayton snubbed from a Wallet Hub list of the best staycations. Yet Toledo made it. Akron, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati. Cincinnati was number three. And I feel like for sure Dayton should be on this list. They compared 180 cities. Dayton has got to be somewhere on that list. We are the hub for Columbus, for Cincinnati, for Indy, I guess, even Toledo, if you want, right? You could be here in Dayton, and, you know, if you're taking a week off, each day you could go to someplace different. That is awesome. That is a great staycation. They're missing the boat there. Wallet Hub. Jim in Miamisburg. What's up, Jim?
Hey there, Todd. How you doing? I'm
good.
Dashing right now.
You're doing what? What are you doing?
I'm door dashing.
Oh, you're door dashing. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I've talked to you before. But I've been to a few places that's not too far around here. Hocking Hills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was there last year for a Bigfoot Festival, and I actually went there for for my honeymoon.
Yeah, and Prince Lick, Indiana,
home of Larry Bird.
I think it's like a couple hours away, but they get a big lake over there, a man-made lake, and
right.
That's a really good time to have cabins there and stuff. And also, Napanee, Indiana.
Where is it at? Where'd you say?
Napanee. It's a high. They have a lot of old Amish people.
Ah.
That's a great, they have a real nice inn down there and good place to stay. I've stayed there for a week.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you. I wonder how the Amish like people just coming to look at them. Anything? No. Parker, you got a second I could talk to you real quick?
Yes, sir.
I know it's getting hot this weekend and over the following week. And I wonder if it's really just because of, the weather and the climate, or if, in fact, it's because America is catching cricket fever.
Cricket fever?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know anything about this?
I'm not familiar with cricket fever.
This has been the conversation the last few days in the newsroom between the motorcycle gang being busted here in Dayton and cricket. Those are the conversations. Apparently, the United States cricket team made history. They reached the second round in the 2020 World Cup. That's what they call it. I don't know why it's the 2020 World Cup, but it's the 2020 World Cup. And they actually tied Pakistan, which is like one of the top cricket teams in the world. And somehow the United States has squeaked through to the Super 8 stage. And I can just feel it bubbling. Cricket fever. What would have been perfect there is if I actually had...
Cricket noises?
Yes! Yes. This is why we need to have pre-show meetings. I just wanted to have a little fun at cricket's expense. I played soccer all my life, and people always make fun of soccer. It's nice to be able to make fun of cricket as a soccer player. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
Crazy cricket. Paul in Fairborn, what's up?
Hey, Todd, it's Paul from Fairborn. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. What's shaking with you, Paul?
Hey, buddy, I happen to think, you know, people forgot about the arts. You got, like, the Schuster Center.
Oh, yeah.
You have the Dayton Art Museum. You have Memorial Hall. And then you have Young's Jersey Dairy. And then you have Eastwood Lake where the Hydro Bowl is. Then there's always the Dayton Air Show. And then you've got Cowan Lake. You've got Caesars Creek. You've got Kaiser Lake. There's so much to do here.
Indian Lake, too.
Yes, sir. I didn't know how far up you wanted to go, but I'm just saying it's all right. People forget about all that. There's a lot to do.
Well, here's my feeling. Here's what a staycation is to me. A staycation is where you can stay at home in the comfort of your own bed and not have to fork out a bunch of money for a hotel. Drive somewhere close to your house, and it could be a couple of hour drive. You go, you enjoy yourself, and then you drive home. Then the next day, you go somewhere else. You know,
and
Dayton is perfect for that. We've got all those places to go and all those things to see. So I'm just really surprised that we're not on the list, but yet somehow Toledo made it. So
yes, sir. And I agree with you. But thanks for the call, Todd. I'll talk to you next week.
No problem. No problem. That line's open, 937-457-1290. Ron, were you waving at me just now?
Ron!
Yeah, I have to weigh in on this because I spent a lot of time in Toledo and I obviously spent a lot of time here.
Yes.
I would way rather stay here than Toledo.
This is what I'm saying.
Now to be honest, to be fair, they have a zoo up there. We do not.
Well, we do too. Have you been to Drexel?
if... that's more of a circus.
Well, that's
anyway,
okay. Potato, potato.
Right. Okay. Anyway, and they are closer to Lake Erie. There's a lot of boating, fishing, that sort of thing up there. But I would rather have the Air Force Museum than any zoo.
In my opinion, I would agree. I mean, you know what I mean, the stories that we've been hearing from zoos make them terribly dangerous. We had the Cedar Point Zoo incident.
Was that the camel getting loose?
A couple of camels going nuts. We've had stories of we had the last or earlier this week a bear tried to dig a hole out of underneath a fence at a zoo and they had to evacuate the zoo. I don't care if they have a zoo; it's dangerous and it smells funny.
And don't let your kids out of your sight either.
That's
zoo,
right,
because they'll end up inside the.
That's
thing.
Right; they'll end up in a gorilla, habitat, and then and then look what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I just feel like, and look, I've only been to Toledo a couple of times. That was enough. There's more stuff to do, not just in Dayton, but within driving distance of Dayton in a short time.
You were talking about
boating on Lake Erie. Sure, that's great. That's awesome. But we also have Caesars Creek. You know, we're not far from the Ohio River.
Right.
You know, we're close to Cincy, we're close to Columbus, we're close to Indianapolis. You know, I mean, I just feel like Dayton gets snubbed on these things all the time, and it drives me batty.
I think so too, but I also wonder what kind of geographic parameter, like how far from the city must you drive to get that really cool, you know, thing that you want to go see or do.
Well,
you know what I mean? Because
I
can think of a bunch of things up on the lake that are really cool, but it would take a half hour to an hour to drive to from Toledo. Are they adding that stuff in? Is that why?
Yeah,
that,
I don't
does
know.
That go
but
into
see,
the, you here, know, all that?
Here's the list, and this is why it's a little confusing to me. This list from Wallet Hub that I started the show with. Number one, Orlando. Okay, that makes sense. Disney's down. Everybody knows it's Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, Honolulu. Okay. Again, there's a million things to do. Now, I'm going to skip over three. Most people listening already know what number three is, but number four, Vegas. Vegas is a playground, right?
Yeah.
There's a million things you could do if you are staying in Vegas and not going out of town for a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa, Florida is number five. Again, you got the ocean. It's Tampa. There's all kinds of stuff to do. There's lots of strip clubs down there. I mean, there's stuff to do. But number three, as I mentioned, Cincinnati.
Hmm.
Cincinnati is number three. Higher than Chicago, higher than Atlanta. And I'm not, you know, casting shade on Cincinnati. I've always enjoyed going to Cincinnati, and there's a lot of stuff to do there. But that's within an hour drive of Dayton.
Yeah.
So it just I don't know. It just seems to me that Dayton is getting the shaft here.
Well, it's
the Wallet Hub shaft.
Remember, this is the same organization that says that Dayton is like 65th in college basketball cities. You know what I mean?
Really?
Oh, they. Oh, Larry Hansgen had a fit when they came out.
And
with
it was
that
Wallet Hub
last year. Yeah, it was Wallet Hub. And just about every year they do that. They do that thing. Who's the?
I am banning Wallet Hub from this show.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been banned.
Just take that. You know, consider the source is all I would say about that.
All right. Just like Joey Chestnut and Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
Mm.
Wallet Hub has been banned. Banned, I say. Tim and Lima, what's up, Tim?
Hey, Todd. Hey, jackpot, Todd.
Oh, jackpot. Hang on. There you go.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know we are currently recruiting a new Evening Edge head.
You are?
My name is Tara. Absolutely. I have a new girl. I think you know I've been through a lot over the last year and a half. And for me, amazingly, I have a new girlfriend in my life, and she is just amazing.
Now, hold on. Now, Tim, let me ask you this, because, you know, I've known you for a few years. You're a hardcore edgehead. How long have you been dating her? I just want to ask this question.
For about a month.
For about a month. I think you might be okay as far as introducing somebody to the show. A month is long enough. You know, if it's any less than a month, then they hear this and they may be like, I'm not sure. But a month, I think, is plenty of time.
I've been slowly introducing her to you.
Okay.
She is a little bit familiar, but I think it would be, I was wondering if you could do me a favor and give her a nice edgehead welcome by playing I Love Cats.
Oh!
I know you got it at your fingertip.
I've got it. I will. Okay, why not?
I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just want to hug all of them, but I can't get hug every cat.
There you go, Tim. For your new girlfriend, Tara. I hope she remains an edgehead.
So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats. I'm thinking about cats again and again and again and again and again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have some.
You know, I was actually going to play this next segment, so. It worked out.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. O.
Double D.
H.
O.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
And Tom. Tom, what were you again?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Shout out to Edgehead Caroline, who sent me this story, and I would love an update. I know we have listeners south of town. We get calls from people in Middletown quite frequently. Apparently yesterday, residents in Middletown reported seeing a loose emu. An emu on the loose. Let's see. Video was sent to WLWT-TV that shows what appears to be an emu, walking through a backyard on Othello Drive behind some trees. An emu is a species of flightless bird and is the largest native bird in Australia. One of the tallest bird species in the world, it can grow up to 6 feet tall and reach speeds of up to 30 miles per hour. So I'd be curious to know if anybody in Middletown has an update on the emu on the loose. If, in fact, there was one, maybe somebody had been drinking and just make, you know, like pink elephants or something. Or maybe somebody has a pet emu down there and it got lost. Or emu. Or emu. You tell me. So if you have any details on this giant bird on the loose, give us a call.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Can I turn on your radio?
Yes, already.
It's almost showtime.
Who's your favorite talk radio personality?
That's Todd. He's weird.
Mondays through Friday.
He's strange.
5 to 7.
Sloppy.
I mean, he sounds perfect.
He's dreamy.
What do you say? Let's get it going.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Story to tell about a radio show that'll ring your bell. In Dayton, Ohio, I'm bringing the flow on the Evening Edge.
WHIO.
When you're in your car, coming home from work, and you're feeling like you need a little perk, tune me in and I'll ease your mind. A shot of fun will help you unwind. I've got stories and parodies. A darn good time is guaranteed. I'm rapping with callers from all around. Some sound crazy and some profound. All week long I'm on the air, laying it down with casino flair. You never really know what you're gonna get from a cocaine bear or a giant cheesehead. So if you're in Dayton or far away, the Evening Edge, a tasty entree. And that's my rap and I'm keeping it tight. My name is Todd and I'm dropping the mic.
It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up and rolling on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Last hour, we were talking about a list that Wallet Hub put together, the top staycation cities in America. Cincinnati, number 3 overall, but also on the list, Columbus, Cincinnati, of course, as I just said. Cleveland, Akron, Toledo, no Dayton, which I find just preposterous. I'm not saying that Dayton should be in the top 20. I'm not even saying it should be on the top 50. It should be on the list, and it certainly should be there before Toledo. Are you kidding me? We have all these great things to do in the Dayton area, and we're like 90 minutes away from a ton of activity. We're the hub. Oh my gosh, it just dawned on me. Dayton's logo should just be Dayton, the hub of fun. The hub of fun. Come on now. 937-457-1290. We also have tickets to give away for the CenterPoint Energy Dayton Air Show presented by Kroger. I wonder if Toledo has an air show. Maybe, maybe not. But we do and have for decades. I sound bitter. Art in Waynesville, what's up?
Hey, Todd. This is Art Harden.
Hey, Art. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You were talking about Caesar's Creek earlier.
Yeah.
And give you a little story on it. Is back around 1997, 98.
Okay.
The state said they were going to put a marina out there. But they had promised the area a marina for 20 years.
Okay.
And it never came about. So in 2000, we were supposed to get one. And it... 2000 came and went, and we didn't get it.
Okay.
So I started doing some investigating. Caesars Creek at the time was the 10th most visited park in the state.
Wow. Yeah.
And the state, over a seven-year period, spent $72 million on capital improvements, of which Caesars Creek got $115,000.
Okay.
So that's not very much out of all that. So I started complaining to ODNR. And,
okay, jump to the end here, Art.
Okay. In other words, right now, Caesars Creek is now the second most visited park in the state, was the last I checked.
Well, and see, I'm saying. It's a great place to go.
Yeah, it's the deepest inland lake in the state. It's you also have a glider port over in the Warren County area.
Cool.
Claremont County area.
Well, see, there's all kinds of fun things you can do. I appreciate that, Art. Yeah, you could take a glider and glide over Caesars Creek and check out all the people enjoying the Caesars Creek there. Let's just do this now.
This is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
No, ma'am. This is not a good idea. Sorry, Goose, but it's time to buzz the tower.
Well, there you go. If you would like to go,
yeehaw!
If you'd like to go to the CenterPoint Energy Dayton Air Show presented by Crozier, it's happening next weekend, June 22nd, 23rd at the Dayton International Airport. Just be the fifth caller right now, and you'll pick up a 4-pack of tickets and a parking pass. Of course, the Navy Blue Angels will be there. The F-16 Viper demonstration team. The Army Golden Knights, Tora Tora Tora, aerobatic teams. And the attraction that I'm most looking forward to is the Maverick and Iceman impersonators, meeting and greeting fans of Top Gun and of aviation. So get ready for that. Last night, we started a new feature on the show, and we call it Unhinged Whack Jobs.
Do I look crazy to you?
You are out of control.
You've become unhinged.
Two-bit whack job.
You must be insane. Your mind has become unhinged.
A restless whack job.
Now, let me ask you a question. This has to do with line jumping. Now, you know what line jumping is, right? It's like when you're in line and somebody jumps in front of you, you know, or a group of people or a bunch of people who are waiting in the queue. And they just, I'm cutting in. You know, there were tough rules back in elementary school. If somebody cut in line in the lunch line, there was hell to pay. But I'm just curious what you do about that. If you're out somewhere, this particular story takes place at Cedar Point. Not a good week for Cedar Point being in the news. They had the camels get loose a couple of days ago. And now, a Michigan man was arrested there after punching a woman in the face after she tried to stop his children from line jumping. So, they were, I guess, in line at the Millennial Force ride, which I think that's a roller coaster, right? Is that a roller coaster? And this guy, his 37-year-old guy by the name of Brandon Page, sent his kids or had his kids, I guess, line jump or something. I don't know if he was in line or if he just told his kids to go jump in line in front of all these people. But anyway, some woman tried to stop his children from line jumping. And that's when he apparently approached her, grabbed her wrist, and began hitting her. All because she was trying to stop his kids from cutting in line. And you see this all the time. I mean, I'm sure when you're different stores, places that you go, maybe at an amusement park, you see people cut in line. Now, sometimes it's innocent, right? Sometimes they're just not paying attention. There are instances I've seen this where the line starts here, right? And you wait your turn, but you don't see that necessarily. You know, you might be on the other side of the counter or the other side of the room or whatever.
And you just, it's happened to me. And then you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then you go get the back of the line. That's the way society works. But not in this case. He admitted to police that he punched the woman. He, the police said the victim was bleeding from the lip and nose, and the guy was arrested for assault. All because of line jumping. And apparently he sent the kids to line jump. So what do you do when you see that? If you encounter line jumping, do you say anything? Do you say something to the person who did the line jumping? Do you say something to the people working? Because lots of times the people working, you'd think that they would be the ones that could sort of manage that situation, but they're not. They don't care. They don't. They want to get through their day. They're not interested. But other people, you know, that's like a serious, serious offense. Line jumping. So I'd be curious to know how you you would deal with that. 937-457-1290. We've got an idiot of the week to talk about.
You are a stupid, stupid idiot!
Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots too.
Idiot! Imbecile pig!
Wake up, idiot!
Silly dilly dopio. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, unfortunately, this particular idiot of the week is a police officer, and not from Dayton, not from the Dayton area. It's from a Metro Nashville Police Department. So this guy was fired last month, after he appeared in a video in which he groped an OnlyFans model. Now, how does that happen? How does a uniformed police officer grope an OnlyFans model? Well, here's the deal. Apparently, this OnlyFans model, who goes by the name of Jordan, set this whole thing up with the help of the police officer. And it was a video where she gets stopped for speeding, a mock traffic stop. She gets stopped for speeding, and then she tries to sweet-talk her way out of the ticket. And in that video, she flashes her breast in hopes that the cop will let her off. Now, again, this is all a setup. It's not real. But the police officer, at least maybe I'm missing something. I've read this story a couple of times. Maybe he wasn't involved with it. Maybe she was hoping that she would get groped. I have no idea. But either way, this police officer on video is caught groping this woman's breast, and he's in full uniform. Now, you don't see his face, but you see his badge number. And this video went public. And now he got busted. It says it was recorded in a warehouse parking lot. Oh, yeah. While he was on patrol duty. Wow. So he was on patrol. And this woman was filming, probably without his knowledge, hoping that she'd get some sucker, you know, some cop to grope her. And that's what happened. But, you know, people like to see that on OnlyFans. I mean, that's what I've heard.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown. Seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
I'm just trying to make a living.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Coming up after the 6:30 news, we're going to be talking to Larry Hanskin from Miami Valley's Morning News. He actually called the show earlier this week to promote
a comedy show that he's doing tomorrow night at Wiley's Comedy Club down in the Oregon District. So we're going to listen back to that interview, and you can get all the details if you're looking for something fun to do tomorrow night. It is Father's Day weekend. Mike in South Vienna. Hey, Mike.
I always enjoy the show, Todd.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I was calling about line jumpers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
My dad taught me that line jumpers, that's a form of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
people that are line jumpers are very careful about who's in the line that they jump. They're not jumping in some guy's lines.
Right. They're going to jump in a line with a bunch of people they feel like they could probably take. Right.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
As somebody on my live stream said, and I like this, cutters get cut.
Yeah. You know the guys. I'm sure you know people that nobody ever gets in line in front of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yep, yep. I usually...
They're nice guys, and they're quiet guys.
Right. When I see that happen, I try to give somebody the benefit of the doubt. And you can sometimes, just by looking at them, give them the benefit of the doubt, like maybe they're not paying attention or...
Oh, yeah,
you know,
like
or whatever it is.
Station,
yeah,
like you were talking about,
yeah.
You could be on the other side of the counter. You don't know what line you're in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
right.
People that just sort of slither in and then stand with their arms crossed and look around. Yeah, you see those guys. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. All right, so, Mike, I appreciate your call, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Bye. The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Don't hesitate to call.
You call me.
You better call me.
Damn it, get me a phone.
Call me on my radio.
I'm gonna call you.
You got him on the radio?
You won't make a simple phone call?
What is wrong with you?
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up and rolling, as it is every night, on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Of course, this weekend is Father's Day weekend. And if you're looking for something maybe a little different, out of the ordinary, to do with Dad, tomorrow night down at Wiley's Comedy Club, Larry Hanskin is going to be hosting a comedy show called Crumpy Dads. And it's Larry, it's two other comedians, and I'm going to be there. Mary and I are going. This is going to be exciting. I've seen Larry do stand-up before, but it's been a bit. And Larry was on the show a few nights ago talking about it, and I thought we'd run that clip one more time. Hey, Larry?
Doing great.
So this is going to be interesting. It's the perfect Father's Day theme. It's called Grumpy Dads.
Yeah.
And, you don't strike me as a grumpy dad, though.
Well, not grumpy, but I think that as dads, we have that view of the world where I think Jack and Rob and I both, you know, hanging out, and these guys are great guys and great friends,
mm-hmm.
I'm just a pleasure to have known them through the years, but you know we're tweeners in that we. You know, we are dads, but we can also remember our dads. You know, my dad's no longer with us, but you know, obviously, our dads made a big impression on our life. So we'll talk about not only our lives as fathers, but the impact our fathers had on us and growing up, and you know, maybe a little different era. So maybe that's where the grumpiness comes in, where there's a little bit of kids these days and you kids get off my lawn that might creep into our view on life and our presentation.
Well, it is interesting because I've noticed since I started doing the show every afternoon that, and people I'm sure would agree that listen with any regularity, I have very passionate reactions to things that I see that happen, in particular with young people and kids. and I do sound like a grumpy, angry dad, or, you know, just somebody who's like fed up with it, and you've seen all these things, and there is a lot of comedy there to milk.
Well, and I think it's relatable. I mean, and there's some great comics that come through Wiley's. It's such a great venue, so historic, and it's, you know, it's been an honor just to even be on that stage.
Yeah.
When you can think about who all has performed there through the years. But, you know, folks on any given night can turn on the TV or they can go to a comedy club and they can see a comic who can talk about what it's like to live in New York City, or they can talk about how people act in L.A. and they can complain about flying cross country and what they have to put up with. When in fact, you know, people in the audience, they don't live in L.A. They don't live in New York.
Right.
Maybe they don't fly that often. But I think what people who come out to the show Saturday night are going to experience is they're going to hear stuff that is going to be very relatable. And to me, the perfect, and I'm not a joke teller. I'm a storyteller.
Right.
And Rob and Jack are the same way in that. You know, we're going to be talking about stuff that's going to be very relatable, and it's going to resonate with folks, I think, because we'll talk about stuff that I'm convinced that members of the audience will go, oh yeah, I get that. Oh, that's how I feel. I saw the same thing. I felt the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's lighthearted. It's humorous, obviously, because it's a comedy club. But the other thing too is that it's. I would call it adult humor, in that it is not X-rated as an adult.
Sure.
But it is geared towards an adult mindset.
It's like in the movie Adult Situations.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. Now, the other thing that I like about this, and I'm pretty sure I'm accurate, Jack Wilson and Rob Hayden. I know Rob is local. Jack Wilson's also local, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, and that's the cool thing that I like about this setup. And I'm actually, my wife and I are going on Saturday, Larry.
Oh, good.
Is that you guys all being local? I have no doubt there will be some localisms in there. And
oh, absolutely.
kind of your point, when you have comedians come through town, wherever they might be. You know, they're out making their career. They're doing what they have to do, but you're right. It's, you hear about life somewhere else and their experiences traveling, whatever it might be. But I love that. And that's why I like doing the show so much. And I think that's why people like to listen, is because we're talking about local stuff. It's not something somewhere far off, you know, it's things that you can sort of relate to on a personal level. When you might mention something about downtown Dayton or the Flyers or whoever, it's like, oh yeah, that's comedy made for me because I'm from here.
Yeah, and you know what? And knowing these guys as I do, and there are two Jack's funniest bits. I mean, they're hilarious. I've heard them before. He'll crack me up again. But if he did it in Chicago. Or Seattle or Atlanta, they would totally bomb.
Yeah, there's got to be some context to it, right?
But here, it is an absolute hoot. And Rob's the same way because, I mean, here's a guy that grew up, went to Belmont High School, and has cut his comedy teeth here, went out, traveled all over the country, you know, did national TV stuff and things like that, and is back home. And I really, folks, I'm thrilled to get up there. I'll do my thing, but I just am excited for people to come out and see Jack and Rob because you'll have a ball Saturday night watching these guys.
Yeah, once again, it's at Wiley's Comedy Club. It's on Pine Street down in the Oregon District. And the show, it's tomorrow night, 7:15.
7:15, because none of us can stay up past 10 o'clock. So we've got to be able to get there, do a show,
right,
and have it end in time for us to go home and go night-night by 10. And plus, it's, you know, 7:15, you know, it allows us to have dinner at 3:30.
Sure,
And then we can go do the show after dinner.
That's right. Now, do you nap between dinner and the show?
Well, I'm going to try to power through.
Push through, Larry. Now, I got one other thing, or actually two other things. If you got the time. Do you have the time?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
Because I know it's getting close to bedtime.
Well, not quite.
but close.
Close.
So you've been on the show a number of times, and I'd like to have you on more often because people love you. They think you're awesome.
And I
would like to have you on the show. And you may not know this, but certain personalities in this building, when they come on my show, I create sort of a song for them, a sounder, if you will, to use a radio term. I'm sure you've heard, this is the one for Ron Otto.
Yeah.
This is one for Gabby. Now, this one is more recent. This is for Nick Dunn. And this, I think, I've done quite a few of these. I did one for Dante. I did one for Molly Kowick. I had one for McCall Fried Eggs. But this one, I would put this up on the mantle.
Just a cool dude with a big dream, talking weather like you've never seen. He's got the dew point and the wind chill. Nick Dunn, a big time weather thrill. When the clouds roll or the snow falls, storm front side winds hailing golf balls, Nick's there, no need to wonder. He's like the lightning before the thunder.
So that's kind of a montage of some of these, and I'd like to work on one for you. I'm just being honest, you know, this was kind of a last second thing, and I thought, well, maybe I can just pull this off the internet. I found it on YouTube and it would suffice, but I feel like you need something a little better. This is what I found. If you like it, then maybe I'll try to maybe rework it a little bit, but
my name is Larry and I am awesome. Everybody loves me because I am awesome. My name is Larry and I'm really, really awesome. Just listen to what my backup singers have to say about the subject. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's really awesome, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Wow.
What are your feelings on that? I mean, that's
pretty cool. I mean,
kind of works.
When I first ventured into radio, and the first venture actually came in high school, where at lunchtime at Northland High School in Columbus, way back in 1975, at lunchtime, a few of us could play music over the PA during lunch.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
And my first song that I played to kick off my, quote, show was a Del Shannon song called Hats Off to Larry.
Hats Off to Larry. I'll have to look that one up.
Look it up. It's pretty cool.
All right. I want you to be happy with it.
Hey, how many pop songs do you know that have Larry in the lyrics?
Not too many.
Much less the title.
Not too many.
Yeah, here's one of my bugaboos is that, I'm okay with my name. It was my dad. My dad's name is Larry. I'm Larry. I'm cool with it.
Right.
But yet, why is it that in the world of popular culture, and particularly television, if you're doing a sitcom and you've got a half-hour show, and so you have no time for character development, you just say, okay, we've got to let the audience know this guy's a doofus.
Yeah.
Let's call him Larry.
Well, you know what, Larry?
And so they just trot him out. They go, hey, Larry. And then the whole audience and the viewing public knows this guy's a doofus without actually having to go in any character development.
Todd, the name Todd is not that far off from that path either. Because
I feel your pain.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
You know what? And I blame Bill Murray. I blame Bill Murray for Saturday Night Live when he would play the high school nerd Todd DeLaMuca.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
And then and then George Carlin came along, and
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. No, yeah, it's just a goofy.
name, okay? Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
See?
Yeah, that's piling on.
It is piling on.
That's not right. That's just not right.
That's spiking the interception or something, you know?
Yeah, that's piling on.
All right,
you deserve better than that.
I appreciate that. It's going to be a great night of comedy. Wiley's Comedy Club, once again, it's Grumpy Dads. It's Larry Hanskin, Jack Wilson, and Rob Haney. You can get tickets at wileyscomedyclub.com, right?
Yeah, and it's important that you get the tickets in advance. You know, we live in a world where sales at the door just don't happen anymore, okay?
Yeah, everybody gets them ahead of time so they're secured seating.
Yeah, get your tickets ahead of time. You won't be disappointed, folks. Honestly, can stand behind this show and tell you if you want to have some fun on Saturday night, we will deliver.
Perfect, Larry. Thank you so much.
See you then. Yeah.
There you go. That'll be a lot of fun tomorrow night at Wiley's.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Spell it out, punk.
T O
double D
H
O
double L
S T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
At best, you're an underachiever at a local radio station.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Oh, I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog. Yes, I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog. I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog, I'm a good, I'm a real, well, what I'm trying to tell you is that I'm a real good dog. See, I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. I thought we wrapped the show up tonight with a good dog story. And the good dog story is that a Iowa family's Great Dane has now been named the world's tallest living dog. The dog's name is Kevin, which is a great name for a dog. And actually, it was named after the character in Home Alone. Wasn't that the older brother? Or no, that was actually Macaulay Culkin. That's right. What was I thinking of? Who was the older brother? What was his name? Butch or something, or Bubba or something?
Buzz.
That's right. Either way. Kevin the Great Dane from Des Moines, Iowa, officially measured 3 feet and 2 inches from its feet to its withers. That's the point at the base of his neck over his shoulders. So he's now the tallest living dog at 3 feet, 2 inches. The record, by the way, was a dog named Zeus, who measured 3 feet, 8 inches. Now, that's just on all fours, right? I had a friend growing up who had not one, not two, but 3 Great Danes as family pets. And I'm sure, I mean, you've all seen it, but Great Dane gets on your shoulders, you put their front paws, I mean, they're taller than you. It'd be taller than me, it'd be taller than you, Parker. They're huge, huge. Can you imagine 3 of those? They were given the dining room. You have the dining room. Have a terrific weekend. I hopefully will see some of you tomorrow night out at Wiley's Comedy Club. Almost said Comedy Cafe, but it's Comedy Club. Down in the Oregon District, 7:15. Larry Hanskin's going to be performing with Jack Wilson and Rob Haney. It's their Grumpy Dads comedy event. It's going to be fun. See you there.
And that's how she wrote.
I got nothing left.
Why don't you just call it a night?
I'm saying it's over. Superstar.
That's it, guys. We're all fried.
You guys have a good night.
Unplug everything. Wrap it up. Let's go home.
Adios, amigo.